And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Tyler Drew Scott, at Degenerates 975. Got to get a breath in. You can text the show. You know the number for that. We're out here at Whitmire's Distillery. And right now you get a chance to come out and taste three bourbons. There's still plenty here, so you have an opportunity to do this. Three ryes. Pick your favorite. We're going to take all the votes. And then we're probably still going to do what we want, but your votes will count. And then we're going to bottle it at 6 o'clock, and you'll be able to buy a bottle of Blitz bourbon and Blitz rye. How cool is that?
Very cool.
And guys, if you haven't been out here and you just want to order a drink at the bar, the smoked old-fashioned.
Yeah, it's a good drink.
Everybody's trying that. So, and people asking, is it only whiskey or they serve beer? They don't serve beer.
No beer, but they've got vodka and gin.
You name it. They don't have the elephant dung, Jim.
No,
they don't have that. But I kind of developed a little bit of a taste for gin while we were in London because that's a big deal. What do we got there?
11 teams are going to be there? Okay.
Do we care?
No, I really don't care until...
Yeah, and maybe this makes me a bad hot take guy. And maybe I should have people writing Colin Kaepernick stories for the website just to get clicks. But I just don't think anybody cares until something happens.
Agreed.
And I'm seeing all these, like, USA Today had like 5 stories on it. And I'm like, ooh. Oh, what teams could use Kaepernick? Will teams sign him for next year? It's like, do people really care?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think they do. And I'd like to hear from the people. Hit us up on the text line.
I'm not saying I care, but there's still clearly people who care. Otherwise, he wouldn't be trending on Twitter.
I think it's one of those things that has been forced down our throats so much that we're supposed to care about it.
It's because you're an old white man. You don't care. You don't know the struggle.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't really think it's about that for me.
By the way.
Because I kind of feel that way about a lot of things, including Deflategate and whatever gate there is. I just don't care. I think I feel like I'm being forced to care about it.
I watched a movie last night. I went to the theater.
Oh, really?
And I watched Dr. Sleep.
How was it? I read the book. I thought the book was really good. My only beef about it was they just hit you over the head with his damn 12-step program. Because I guess Stephen King was going through AA at the time he wrote it. And so he's just beating you to death with it throughout the book to the point where I'm like, dude, I'm reading this while drinking vodka. Please stop.
Yeah.
Did they do that in the movie?
That's probably accurate. Okay. I mean, there is like a lot of that. I mean, the guy that's Danny.
Well, it's the kid from The Shining, and it's him grown up.
Yeah. And he turns into Ewan McGregor when he grows up.
Okay.
So he's kind of like Obi-Wan Kenobi. And he meets another little girl who has The Shining.
Right.
And they end up on a mission to stop some real bad people. And, I don't want to ruin the movie, but I thought it was really good. But the way that he, like, gets his life together, I mean, he's a total drunken mess, cocaine, right. Everything else.
Right. And he was really cool, and then he became uncool.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But once he stopped all the boozing and the cocaine, his shine came back.
Yeah.
So he got magic powers. So there is sort of a trade-off there.
So you're telling me if I stop drinking, I'll have magic powers?
Potentially. I don't want to make any guarantees.
Okay.
I don't want to make any guarantees.
Because I kind of feel like weed and alcohol give me magic powers.
I think most people feel that way.
Yeah. So
I don't know if it's always accurate, but most people feel that way. Okay, so I was trying to remember where I knew this guy from, and apparently he's most known for his role in The Piano. I know him most as Smiley in Training Day, this guy.
Oh, yeah.
You remember him?
Yeah.
So he's in the movie, and
this was your time, bro.
He's Danny's friend.
Oh, okay.
But in the movie, I'm not kidding, he looks like Colin Kaepernick.
Ah,
And
so that's where you were going with all
that's
of it.
That's where I was going with all of it, because I was like, oh my, where do I know that guy from? And I had to convince myself that it wasn't Colin Kaepernick. It was, you know, and eventually I placed, I remember, oh yeah, that's Smiley. And then I went and looked him up and saw he had a bunch of other movies too. But
he is a character actor who I'm sure he's been in a bunch of things that I've seen.
By so this is him in the movie. You can't tell. Well, maybe it's him. I gotta find the right picture.
So you thought the movie was good?
I thought that this right here.
Oh yeah,
he looks like Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, well he looks like
he's got cornrows.
He looks like
he's
Jeff Fahey there, a little bit.
I don't know.
An older Jeff Fahey. Yeah. A Hispanic Jeff Fahey.
Yeah, he gave me a Kaepernick vibe.
Okay. But
yes, I recommend the movie. See, if you like The Shining especially, I recommend the movie.
Well, I want to see it because, like I said, I love the book. And Stephen King never likes movies about his books. He has been raving about this on Twitter since they finished it, even before it came out. He just said it's fantastic, which tells me they stuck, because he hated the original Shining.
Which is crazy.
I know. That was brilliant. But
it's easily the best movie made out of a Stephen King book.
No, Shawshank is.
Okay. Shawshank's – I mean, and Shawshank's not even like – it's like a short story of his, right?
Actual
novel?
That counts.
No, it doesn't.
Sure it does.
No one – like when people are reading Stephen King's list of his most famous novels, no one ever says Shawshank.
No, but when
because
they
it's not
movies,
a novel.
But as a movie, it was much better.
Okay. Then based on his novels, The Shining is the best.
I think so.
Okay.
Maximum Overdrive. That was so awful. No, the only one that I kind of think is sort of a long shot, and I don't think it's as good as The Shining, but it's better than it got credit for, was Dead Zone, which wasn't as good as the book, but it was different, and Christopher Walken was really good in it, and I liked that one a lot. But I'm looking forward to seeing because I still read every Stephen King novel that comes out, and there have been a bunch of, like, Mr. Mercedes, they made a television series. It was awful. And I had high hopes for it. It's so hard.
Was the big, long book series that he
did? The Stand.
No, the series that they did. And, like, he had, like, a series of these books.
Dark Tower?
Yeah. And then the movies they tried to make were all, like...
Well, they made one movie, and it was, like, an hour and 20 minutes long out of six books.
Come on,
with Idris Elba. And, I mean, the movie was okay, but if you hadn't read the books, you'd look at the movie and go, okay, not bad. But if you had read the books, you're like, what the hell is this?
It's like a whole bunch of content that they squeezed into one movie.
Yeah. So, especially if you don't like The Green Mile is very similar to Shawshank.
It's not off a novel.
No, it was.
And by the way, The Green Mile movie isn't all that great.
No. No, it's okay. And then Stand By Me is the same thing. It wasn't a full length.
Yeah. So The Shining's better than Cujo.
Better than Cujo, better than Pet Sematary.
Yes.
Better than Carrie.
Although I liked Carrie
was
a
good,
lot.
Not as good as The Shining.
A movie that I liked as a kid and didn't really hold up as well, mostly because they didn't have the CGI they needed. But when you think about when the movie was made, CGI wasn't bad, is Christine.
I still like Christine. I'll still watch
like
that.
Like the car getting itself back together. It's like, dude, imagine if they had some computers that could have really made that happen.
But, I mean, the guy who played the kid was great in that. And I can't remember his name.
But either way, The Shining's better than all of them.
The Shining is, I would say
it's
best.
It's the gold standard.
So.
It? Oh, the new It's pretty good, but it's not Shining.
No, plus it had that Finn Wolfhard kid in it from.
I don't like anybody named Finn. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I agree. And listen, this is just kind of a public service announcement. Don't name your kid Finn.
Yeah, the only reason I like Huckleberry Finn is his first name's Huckleberry.
Right.
But if his name was Finn Huckleberry, I wouldn't like him.
So the Finn Wolfhard from Stranger Things, we talked about him being in Ghostbusters, the new Ghostbusters. So I looked him up, and he was the one that was in It. And he fronts a Canadian rock band.
What?
Yeah. So I hate him even more because his name's Finn.
Oh, because you're jealous?
Not jealous.
Because you want to front a Canadian rock band?
I'd like to front a Canadian
rock
band.
Uh-huh.
But.
Finn Fowler.
But no, but his name's Finn. And somebody would like a Baytown Badass for his birthday about Kaepernick.
I don't know.
Oh, somebody asked, what about Running Man? That's a movie I want to see redone. If they redid Running Man now, I think it would be badass. It wouldn't have Richard Dawson, but that movie was, it was fun.
God, the greatest game show host ever, pretty much. Pretty much unquestionably, I think. Bob Barker's very good. But Richard Dawson, I mean, the nerve of that man.
Justin,
I mean, you gotta appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean,
that guy would, like, he'd walk down the, like, you'd be the dad on Family Feud, and you're standing there at the end. You're like, "Hey, Richard, thanks for having us. Thanks for having." And he's like, "Oh, good to see you." And then he'll go to introduce us to your family. "Well, this is my wife, Becky." And then he basically tongue kisses Becky, and you've got to sit there and go like, "Hey, Richard Dawson, why are you tongue kissing my wife?" And then, like, he stops. And then he's like, "And this is my daughter, Sheila." And then he starts tongue-kissing his daughter. And it's like, "Whoa, Richard Dawson, slow down." And then he stops, and you think he's done. But then he goes back in for another kiss on the daughter. And then it's like, "And this is my son, Robert." And then he shakes Robert's hand, "Good to meet you." "And this is Robert's wife, Becky." And then he makes out with Becky. And it's like, "Oh, my God, he kissed my whole family deep in the mouth." And no one ever even questioned.
But you know what? The thing is, they all were cool with it. Like, and now they'd have their phone out while he was doing it, and they'd record the whole thing. "Look, Richard Dawson is sticking his tongue down my daughter's throat.
It's like, I don't know if you guys remember the WWF. This is before WWE. But in the 80s, when Ravishing Rick Rude would come out, and he'd take his robe off, and all the ladies would scream, and he'd pick one lucky lady out of the crowd. And it didn't matter if her husband that was there or her boyfriend or her dad, he'd bring her up and he'd make out with her and she'd fall in love with him. It didn't matter. Her husband could just stand. It was Ravishing Rick Rude. What was he going to do? He had that beautiful thick mustache. He had abs, and then he had a picture of himself on his tights of him with abs. It's like, what, how are you going to beat that?
Well, it's like, have you ever been to a Green Day concert? Billy Joe always pulls a guy out of the audience and makes out with him, and his boyfriend doesn't get mad. Same thing.
You ruined this whole segment.
All right, well, that's why I have to tell you about
Is the guy from Green Day gay?
Oh, Billy Joe? I don't know if he really is, but he always brings a guy out of the crowd and kisses him and makes out with him.
That's a true story?
Yeah. I've seen him like 3 times. He does it every time. Go look at the lyrics for King for a Day and tell me whether or not you think he's gay. All right, let's talk about MyBookie. And, guys, if you want to get in on any of the action, and we've been giving you guys gold the last few days. And, I mean, we're just giving money away. And so you need to go take it from MyBookie. Don't take it from us because, you know, we're giving it away, but not directly. But go to MyBookie and make those plays there at MyBookie.ag. And don't mess with a real bookie because those guys, they're not very likable, except for my friends who are bookies. You're cool. But everybody else, no. Go to MyBookie, and here's the thing. If you sign up today for your first deposit, they'll double it up to $1,000. And all you have to do is use promo code radio, and you're good. Promo code radio, and you'll get that exclusive double your money offer. And beyond that, they've got all kinds of deposit options. Make sure you pick the one that's best for you. And if you're already signed up, keep an eye on your email or your text because they're going to give you reload bonuses. They're going to give you special bonuses for big events. All of them, they're going to take care of you. Promo code radio right now to get that exclusive double your money offer. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. Get in on the action now. Play, win, get paid, MyBookie. And we are back on the Blitz live here from Whitmire's Distillery. And a good crowd. Still time for you to come out and vote. 6 o'clock, we're cutting it off so that we can bottle these puppies, and you had to look that up. You didn't believe me.
I didn't.
Was I telling the truth?
Yeah.
Did I tell you about my encounter with Billy?
You
not,
kissed him?
Not like that, no.
Oh.
I was kind of disappointed that he didn't want to kiss me after.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at that.
Well.
You guys still got standards. I mean, come on.
I know, but San Diego Super Bowl, we were at the Super Bowl party. Lee Steinberg does his big party every year. And it was at the San Diego Zoo.
Name drop.
And we were all drunk. Well, that was because my good friend John McClain got me tickets. But we were all really drunk, and I'm in the bathroom, and I look over, and there's Billy Joe next to me taking a leak.
Okay.
And I just said, "Hey, man, big fan." And that was it. And he said, "Thanks." And that was
– You said that while he was peeing?
Well, yeah, I was drunk, dude.
That's wildly inappropriate.
I know, but
– Yeah, no wonder he didn't want to talk to you.
Well, he said thank you. I mean, he was cool. He didn't want to kiss me.
That's
there's
disgusting.
A difference. Okay.
That's a big no-no.
I know it is. No, I'm against that. But you know what? Like I said, I was a little bit inebriated.
Feels violated, probably. He
was pretty drunk, too. He couldn't really stand up.
Even though
he was, like, doing the sway pee, you know, where it's kind of going all kinds of directions.
Well,
everybody in here knows what I'm talking about. I think he is, yeah.
Well, even though he's married, he still apparently kisses dudes on stage.
Yeah.
I don't think he tongue kisses them, as you were insinuating.
Okay.
But... I mean, I don't know. He's got a really understanding wife.
Well, I mean, hey.
I think my wife, if she saw me kiss a dude, she'd be like, no. No, that doesn't work for me. But, I mean, I guess.
Yeah, if you were a famous rock star.
Yeah, I guess.
You made millions.
Yeah.
She'd probably
be okay pulling in the
it.
Bank like that.
Yeah.
Maybe it'd change some things.
So, Travis Whitmire's here with us.
Hey, hey.
What's going on, man?
Oh, just a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah?
Chasing through some whiskey barrels.
What are you drinking there?
This is a potential barrel selection series number 5 that we're hopefully coming out with a little bit later in the month, maybe in time for Thanksgiving, but certainly in time for Christmas. So
when are we doing our whiskey together? We've been talking about this for 2 years.
I know we have.
Travis is too busy for you, Fred.
I know. I know. He's too important. He's too important.
It's in the works. You know, it's always in the works. We're working on it.
Sometime after the first of the year. How's that?
We've got to get really creative with the label. I think it's got to be. You know, we need the right artists.
You've got creative people.
Yeah, so do you.
Well, I'd rather use your people. My people tend to disappear. tell them a little bit about the barrel select thing that you did one earlier with the people who own Fiesta Liquor, which was cool.
Oh yeah, yeah. So well, that's kind of a big thing. There are a lot of barrels, private barrels around town right now that. You know, various liquor stores have come out and selected their own barrels, and generally, you know, these, you know, the customers are, you know, kind of the whiskey culture here has grown tremendously. I mean, that ought to go without saying. I mean,
you guys had a little bit to do with that.
Well, in any case,
he doesn't like to toot his own.
I know. Fine, I'll toot it. What the hell.
You know, it's really cool to see the growth of not just the whiskey industry in Texas, but certainly, you know, it become a thing again, you know, because prior to whiskey, it was vodka. Vodka's boring. No, we have a vodka, don't get me wrong. You know,
you have a good vodka. Don't undersell your vodca.
Yeah, yeah.
Space City vodka.
Vodka's kind of a chick drink. I mean,
it's a chick or I'm trying to lose weight drink.
Yeah, let's be honest. I feel like tequila's the manly try to lose weight drink, but, you know.
Yeah. I'm a vodka guy.
Yeah,
so.
Because you're a Russian chick, basically.
Da.
So so AJ's been talking about doing a rye. Freddie's been talking about doing a bourbon. I'm like, well, we actually have barrels of bourbon and rye available. So I figured we'd set a couple of each out. And so that's what we're tasting through today.
Have you tasted them?
I have not tasted. I admit I had to leave early to go and get my pregnant wife and kids some groceries to come back. I've been tied up, so I didn't get a chance to taste those. I will taste.
He must not have heard the advice I was giving.
Can
out.
I not admonish him a little bit? Right when his kids are getting old enough to where I can start hanging out with Travis again, he's impregnated his wife again.
Yeah.
So we're not going to get to hang out for another 4 or 5 years. Thanks a lot, buddy.
I feel like I need to get like my vasectomy doctor and start doing live reads for him and tell people how great it is to have a vasectomy. It's like going to – imagine you can go to the shooting range every day and never pay for ammo. That's what it is when you have a vasectomy. It's just bah, 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 bah. But you don't have to buy more bullets. It's free. It's totally free.
Unless your wife won't let you own a gun.
Before a vasectomy, sex is expensive, man. It really is.
Oh, but so we've been talking about this barrel select, and if you own a company, I mean, this is a great way to have your Christmas party or your holiday party or whatever. You come out, you can get your own bourbon, you pick your own one, you guys will bottle it for them, put their name on it, and plus they get to drink a lot. I mean, that just sounds like a great deal to me.
It's gone over really well. I mean, it's a unique gift. It's a personalized gift, you know, It's a neat thing, and the cool thing about whiskey, unlike wine, it lasts your lifetime.
I've got a whole closet full of your whiskey, all of your different ones, that will be there for a long time. But yeah, and And it's just a cool thing. It's a cool thing to do. And this is a great place, man. And you guys have come so far from – and it's been fun watching you guys grow into the monster distillery that you are from where you started. And I'll never forget the first time I came out here and I first met you guys. And the first thing I told you was, if I don't like your stuff, I'm not going to endorse it.
Yeah.
And then what happened? I'm like, oh, my God, this is so good. I love you guys. I want to have your children. And I loved everything. And everything you keep coming up with, man. I mean, you just keep coming up with new stuff. I love the new bourbon rye blend too.
We have a good time. It's a lot of fun, and 8 years next day. We'll be 8 years in April, and you guys have pretty much been with us since day one.
Yeah, since because you were in the old place then.
Yeah,
the first time I came up, and it was
standing around in a warehouse in August, yes, sipping neat bourbon,
and basically your bar was a table.
Yeah,
you had like a table, and everything was laid out there.
Piece of plywood on top of two whiskey barrels.
And now, if you come out here, man, this place is awesome. It's like a full on bar, and you guys also have great gear. You know, got the Houston's Own Distillery shirt on the wall. You can buy those for $20. And come out and take a tour. I mean, the tours are great, too. You can come out on a weekend, and hopefully some of these bottles will be left over. You can buy them.
Yeah. We're open Thursdays, Fridays, 3 to 9, Saturdays, noon to 6. So you don't need to make a reservation or anything. Just come on out, hang out.
Talk about a couple months ago. I don't know, what month was it that you donated everything that you made here at the distillery to charity? What month was that?
Well, June, so right? I'm an alcoholic.
Okay.
And, well, I had had a, you know, I was just hanging out drinking, and I don't even know what spurred it, but, you know, in one of the local Bourbon Society groups, so the Houston, you know, online, Houston Bourbon Society, Bad Wine Reviews, one of these local online groups, and I just kind of said, hey, you know, we ought to just donate our entire month of on-site sales to Camp Hope, right?
Look at
so
you.
Camp Hope's a local veterans charity, and. And that's what we did. That was
and did
a month
you talk to
June.
Your business partner about this? Did
no,
your brother have any?
No, I kind of. I definitely heard it about that. But we ended up doing it. We raised over $10,000
just
for that
man.
Month. So And now you still
do a dollar off of select sales, right?
Yes. So well, not so, every bottle that we sell. $1 out of every bottle we sell goes direct to Camp Hope.
That's awesome.
Very cool.
And both Travis and Chris are veterans and do a lot for guys who came back and haven't had it as well as you guys have had. And believe me, it's appreciated. I mean, you guys are awesome. So
thank you. Appreciate that.
That was a cool thing you did. And I know it was a drunk thing, but if I had
most Travis things are drunk things. I mean, let's be honest.
Believe me, we've come up with dumb drunk things together. So it's as soon as he did that, I'm like, oh, Travis is drinking.
That's usually
but it's a great idea.
I'll be honest. That's why. So what? Whitmire's also is a sponsor of my kids' Little League team.
We're Little League sponsors.
Yes,
that's
and
so awesome.
I always every time I'm going to ask, I always say, you know what, I better ask Chris.
Yeah.
Because
Chris is kind of, we always think of Chris as kind of the adult.
The responsible one, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, if I ask Travis, he's not even going to think about it. It's, yeah, let's do it. And I always say, well, if I ask Chris, he'll at least be like, yeah, let me look at the books. Yeah. I'll get back to you. So I always make sure, and I probably should just take advantage of you, but I mean, that's not the
however,
kind of man
you know, not to call anybody out, but. I've been drunk with Chris before, and it's easy to get him to agree to things too at that point. So
same, I'm just trying to think of like the percentage of times I've hung out with Chris that he's been sober versus the percentages of times I've hung out with Travis and he's been sober. It's way oh it's
yeah,
I mean, it's like
yeah.
in the 90%.
It's 90 to 10 probably,
yeah.
Except when we were all in Vegas, and then we were all relieved.
That doesn't even count. Vegas doesn't count. I'm talking Houston only.
I'm trying to remember which one of us was the last one to get cut off at the Guns N' Roses concert because we were all in the suite. And
it wasn't me.
One by one, one by one, we all got cut off by the bartender.
Well, they cut you off, but they still had like open serve yourself coolers of beer.
But you just can't drink more whiskey. What's the big deal?
Well, at the end, my wife was the only one who hadn't been cut off, so she was having to go get drinks for all of us. I think the guy just liked her for some reason. That's why she was able to get drinks. But I'm pretty sure AJ was cut off first.
Yeah.
Then you.
And I'll be honest. Normally when I'm cut off, it's deserved.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Me too.
In that particular situation, if I'm sober enough to be like, hey, wait a minute here. Why am I cut off and these guys aren't?
Right.
I was pretty well aware that I shouldn't have been cut off. So I like had a lengthy discussion with this guy about like,
so here's why everybody got cut off.
Do you want me to do the backwards ABCs? What are we looking for here? What signs did I display?
And I was trying to explain to him. It's like, I have been with all these guys when we should have been cut off and we weren't. Trust me, we shouldn't be cut off right now. We're fine. That didn't work either.
John Mayer wasn't cut off, and he's like a full-blown alcoholic.
Yeah, yeah.
And kind of a dickweed, I'm not going to lie. He kicked Travis and his wife out of their seats.
No, my wife, he was there with the one of his friends, I guess. I don't know who the guy that he was with.
His lover.
Okay. Well, yeah, Ashley poured the wine on top of his head for taking a seat.
Oh, no.
Okay, maybe she should have been cut off after
she
all.
She should have been cut off.
She was fine. She was just scorned.
Yeah. Was she pregnant then?
Probably.
Yeah.
Well,
do it.
She's pretty much been pregnant.
Pregnant women do crazy things.
She's pretty much been pregnant since you guys have been married.
Yeah.
We know what you've been up to, buddy. All right. That's Travis Whitmire. And Chris Whitmire's here, too. And they're listen, if you guys haven't been out here, come on out. There's still some time left to help pick the which barrels or bottles we're going to do. And you guys are the best. And I've always said this, not just that you make great alcohol, but you're great friends. You're great people in the community. I'm so happy to see your business grow to where it is. And
you're stumbling distance from my house damn near. Yeah. I mean, at least a cheap Uber ride. That's
But, you know, you got to quit having kids. I miss the days when you'd come downtown and crash on my couch.
This is it. This is it. Last one. No
yeah,
more.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. All right. I got to tell you guys about Allstate Siding and Windows. Guys, it's been getting cold outside. And if that's happening at your house, unless you live in some sort of subdivision with a dome over it that's somehow self-heated, it's been getting cold at your house, too. And your heat's flowing out the window. It's going away just like that. 40% you could be saving on your electricity bill by installing the best quality siding and windows from Allstate Siding and Windows. They've been doing it for over 45 years. And in November, get 25% knocked off your window package with no payments for 2 years. They've been family-owned and operated for over 45 years. Military discounts are available. Senior discounts are available. First responder discounts are available. These are the kind of people you want to do business with. And because they've been around for so long, you know they're going to be around. You got a problem, they're going to come out and take care of it. Remember, if you want the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. Give them a call today, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Or check them out online, allstatesidingandwindows.com. That's allstatesidingandwindows.com. All right, we're back on the Blitz at Whitmire's. Get on out here up in we'll call it the Willowbrook area. Is that a fair assessment?
I think that's fair, yeah. Willowbrook.
Up around here, I don't know if it's like there's
Champions,
like you cross a railroad track and it's like between Houston and Spring. But yeah, it's Champion Forest, Willowbrook area. I told people yesterday about my son raising money for the American Heart Association for kids. And a lot of our listeners, we shouted out a bunch yesterday and we got a bunch today. So I want to shout them out. Aaron Arvizu, Jerry Bowe, who works with us, William Spencer, Paul Paridone, Keith Dupree, Mike Yang, Scott Vaughn, Eric Sandler.
Yeah. You know what? Eric Sandler is a useful mammal.
Yeah.
I like him a lot.
Eduardo Velasquez, George Moore, and Rogelio just came through. He doesn't have Twitter.
Yeah.
So he gave me $20, and basically I'm having to do the extra step and put it on myself, but that's all right.
Well, payday's tomorrow, so I'll contribute something there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, like you're living paycheck to paycheck.
No, I just honestly, and it's funny.
Payday's tomorrow. Yeah,
all my extra money right now is tied up in this. Well, you know, the wife wanted to buy property, so we did, and now I've got like all my money tied up in that. So it's not quite paycheck to paycheck.
Okay.
But I don't have the bankroll right now that I usually have.
You know we're going to Vegas pretty soon.
I'll have a bankroll for that. Don't worry. I keep some money aside, but yeah, I mean, I'm not a poor or anything. It's just I'm my money's a little tied up right now. That's all. What?
I don't know if I should even. So I'm trying to like so, you know, I'm trying to help my son raise money for a good cause. And as I'm talking about that, I get an email from his school. Would it be, it would not be sympathetic to his cause to read the email about his latest behavioral issues, right?
Well, see, I have a theory about that because I think him doing a good thing is going to help him improve as a human being and maybe not get into so much trouble at school.
Oh, this is pretty bad.
Okay,
though.
Well, then never mind. No, just give from your heart, people.
All right, so this is my 7-year-old son.
Oh, okay, but that's the 12-year-old, though, that's raising money, right?
No, it's the 7-year-old. The 12-year-old is like kind of a – he's like a
– he's the one that hates Jose Altuve now.
Well, he's disappointed in Jose Altuve, certainly. But he's like a people pleaser, and he used to be bad, but it turns out he had, like, severe ADHD, and we got him medicated, and now he's super good, and, like, he's a people pleaser. He wants to make everybody happy. The 7-year-old is doing a lot of the same bad stuff that the older one did, except he doesn't have ADHD. He's just bad.
Okay.
So this is an email to my wife from the school about my 7-year-old. Hello. We tried to call you the other day, but we were unable to due to your phone number being long distance. Sorry.
What? Wait, your
phone
number?
Well, I have an Austin
number.
Oh,
you stay at the Austin number. Okay. How is that long distance?
I don't know.
Sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt.
Anyways, we wanted to let you know about something that happened at school with Holden. During Chromebook time, he was searching hot girls, hot girl butts, and naked girls on the internet.
I see no problem with this
pictures
whatsoever.
Pictures were coming up, and then he was showing other students in the classroom. He was written up for this behavior and should be called down in the near future to have a discussion with the principal about it. We just wanted to give you a heads up in case you got a phone call from him. Also, we're still seeing a lot of not following directions and off-task behavior from Holden almost daily. We've spoken to him about it numerous times, but not seen a lot of improvement. Will you please continue to talk to him at home about these things? We want him to have a successful year with us. Thank you so much for your continued support at home. If you would like to speak further about the Chromebook incident, you can give us a call before or after school or during our planning time. Thanks again.
Do you know how much I would have killed to get something like that about my son?
This is the same kid who...
I mean, I don't see a problem here. I'm not going to lie.
Less than a month ago, got in trouble for peer pressuring girls to kiss each other on the playground.
Again, not seeing a problem.
He's bad.
No. No, he's a male. He's your son.
Oh, dude.
I'm telling you.
He's killing me.
I would have killed a small child to have a letter like that about my son.
Well,
instead of what I used to get
your
about.
Your son's like a 25-year-old virgin, so, I mean, let's...
21, stop.
I mean...
I know! Why do you think I...
Oh, boy. Yeah. Like, there's going to be a time where...
My proudest moment with my son was when he got kicked out of kindergarten for hitting a kid over the head with a globe. That's the best I ever got out of him.
Like, the scary thing is one day I'm going to have to pay for that kid's car insurance.
That's true.
That's scary.
By the way, car insurance, not cheap.
Yeah.
For kids.
Oh, boy.
I don't know, man. I don't really see the problem there.
You see the problem.
Well, I see a problem. I just don't know that it's the problem.
It's the problem.
I think the teachers are the problem.
I don't think so.
I think they should encourage that kind of behavior.
No. He's in second grade.
Kids
hot,
grow up.
Hot girl butts.
Hey, kids are so much more advanced now. Second grade is like 10th grade used to
and
be.
And I mean, I will say this. Shouldn't the school have that blocked?
Yeah, you would think.
Like, come on.
I have a friend who I won't name who was a teacher who was trying to help some of his students find jobs. And so he did a search for teenage jobs.
Oh.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
What came up was about what you thought it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah, not so good. All right, we got to take a break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz, and just a lot of cool Blitzers here that we're having conversations with, so I had to run back over here. Join us and the usual suspects out at Red's Ice House in Beaumont tomorrow from 1 to 7 p.m. We'll have Miller Coors and food specials all day, so come start your weekend early. Grab a Miller or Coors Light with us tomorrow, November 15th from 1 to 7 p.m. Red's Ice House. So, Beaumont, I'm throwing down the gauntlet. You guys need to show up, just for the record. So you're going to have a hard time beating tonight. We got a good crowd here. Lamont asks, you guys ever conducted a fundraiser as the Blitz? What charity do you think you would donate to if you did? I have done every other year. So I do the Terry Fox Run, and I raise money for cancer research. And I also do a lot of stuff for the 100 Club, but I don't do it on the show for the most part. I don't like every time we have a deal where, oh, say you win this poker tournament, the money goes to charity. And when I've done that, I usually do it for the 100 Club, which supports the spouses of firefighters and policemen who were killed in the line of duty. And I think it's a great thing. So I do that. And we did the charity poker tournament for the Touchdown Club. So,
yeah,
I do stuff. I try not to make a big deal out of it.
I do a lot of veterans causes stuff, and
as do Travis and Chris, which is great. You know,
my wife has a heart for the Shriners because she had a surgery when she was a kid that her family couldn't afford, and they did it basically for free. So we that too.
Mike Trout MVP, so no surprise.
Shocking development. I said this yesterday. If Alex Bregman was going to win the MVP all this going on, they would have just scratched that out.
They flipped the vote. They would have flipped the vote and said no.
No one will ever know.
Here's the thing with charity, and I grew up, the way I grew up, my family was very involved with Lamarck Youth Aid, where they raise money for underprivileged kids to get toys and stuff at Christmas, and they work with the fire department. It was a great thing, but I was always taught never to tell people what you were doing to raise money, because then you're just looking for attention. And so I never really talk about it too much, but I do a lot of stuff, but I just feel like it's weird to go public with it. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
because it does sound like, oh, well, look what I do. And it kind of takes away from the fact that no, you do it because you don't want, you know, you do it because you're trying to be a good person, not because you want people to know about it.
Yeah.
But anyway. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I mean, your kid could have easily been Gem of the Day. But we're going to go to Italy. And feral hogs are kind of a problem, right? Everywhere.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I'm kind of worried about our property, that there's a how did you know this was one of my favorite
beers?
Thank
you, sir.
Owner just walked in.
Ah.
All right.
Yeah, well, the guys from 11 Below are here, which if you have not been out there, fantastic brewery in the negative space is awesome. So a pack of wild hogs in Italy dug up. Somebody had buried some cocaine to avoid getting caught by the police.
Okay.
The wild hogs dug it up.
Oh.
And, of course, you know what they did to it.
I hate when that happened. They snorted it.
They destroyed the entire bundle.
Oh.
And
they didn't snort it?
Well, I'm sure they got some of it up their nose, right?
Because now imagine a bunch of coked up feral hogs running around. That's,
I mean,
dangerous.
Those things are dangerous enough, right? You put those damn things on cocaine?
Oh.
I mean, that's worse than you on coke.
That's not going to go well.
Yeah, and so the police were investigating a group of suspected drug dealers. And, of course, the hogs start going nuts, and they start getting calls from the police, and they go. And they found out that they estimate the hidden cocaine was worth more than $22,000. But they're not really sure because they ate so much of the drugs. So, and they were investigating these guys because apparently they were involved in the murder of a 21-year-old woman.
Oh.
And they moved nearly 4 pounds of coke per month at $90 to $120 per gram.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
I don't know the math on that. So that sounds like a lot of money, though.
That yeah.
And so you know what? I'm going to say this is a good thing that the Hogs did.
I mean, yeah, they got drug. They you want drugs off the street? It's off the street.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
I guess that's all you can ask for.
In fact, I think they sort of fell on a grenade for us.
There you go.
All right, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Mike Trout got 17 out of 30 first place votes. Bregman got the other 13. Closest race of any of the 7 years that Trout finished first or second. So it was closer than I thought it was going to be, honestly. So the missed time really did make it more of a race than it was going to be. So
yeah.
But I think Mike Trout's a deserving MVP. I mean, he missed a lot of time. His team sucks, but yeah. He's having like all-time historic
his
seasons.
His team won't suck when they sign Colin Strasburg.
Somebody with maybe my favorite tweet that I saw today, like on MLB Network, they have the round table with the three finalists.
Yeah.
And it was Mike Trout, Marcus Semien, and Alex Bregman all on a split screen. And someone said, I will pay Mike Trout or Marcus Semien $5 to get a family member to loudly bang on a trash can while Alex Bregman speaks. That's pretty funny.
That is funny. Are you familiar with this new History Channel series, Kings of Pain?
No.
Put your thing on. Have you seen it?
Oh, this might get orange.
Yeah, give him that one. Tyler has actually seen this.
Tyler's going to contribute.
I saw the commercial for that.
You should have just let him go.
Yeah. And by the way, we were talking.
If he dies, he dies.
By the way, we're talking about Ernie Hudson yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I saw him on a commercial for a car warranty insurance thing today.
Oh, boy. He's really making it big.
Yeah. But anyway, this Kings of Pain, apparently these guys are like going around trying to get bit and stung by some of the world's most dangerous animals on purpose.
I watched it last night. I'm all in on this show.
Oh, really?
How much like Jackass is it?
Not at all. Like, one of them is like a legit scientist, and the other guy, I think, is a biologist, whatever. The first episode, they both got stung by this thing called the warrior wasp, which apparently the premise of the show is they want to redo pain index rankings for all these bugs and snake bites because some guy did it in the 70s and it's just like antiquated. I don't know.
But I think stuff still hurts the same, though.
They literally showed in the preview, a guy is getting bit by a Komodo dragon in his forearm.
I saw you showed me a video today of a guy getting bit by an alligator.
Yeah. I mean, but that was on that was Black
Beast.
Seems
pretty legit.
Yeah. But these guys are scientists. That's what makes it better.
Did you see the video of the Komodo dragon eating the turtle that he went and got out of the water?
That.
It's a pretty good video.
I'll check that out.
I mean, if you like videos of animals hurting animals, which I do. Yeah, but I saw that he got stung by that wasp, and I've been seeing the previews for it, and I'm kind of like, I might be into this. So I'm glad you watched it.
I would say check it out.
Okay,
it's at least worth a watch. And
is it as entertaining as Ancient Aliens?
There's not a lot of conspiracy to
funny?
Any of this stuff.
Well, that's
not really. No,
I always think when people get hurt, it's funny.
Yeah,
I like seeing people in pain.
Yeah,
and
I do too.
Like, getting bit by something.
That's funny to me.
My favorite video of all time is still why you don't juggle bowling balls. Because you've seen that, right? The little kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine's two girls, one bowling ball.
I thought yours was the grape stomping lady.
Grape stomp lady is pretty
grape
funny.
Grape stomp, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one. All right. Whatever happened to that lady? Do you think she's still working in news?
Maybe she's working at a vineyard.
I don't think so. I don't think she was really cut out for that. All right, I got to tell you about TGS Insurance, guys. If you haven't checked them out yet, what are you waiting for? Do you like paying extra money for your home insurance? Because that's what you're doing, dude. It's stupid. Stop doing it. You could save literally thousands of dollars a year on your homeowner's insurance, and it's so simple. If I told you you could save $1,000 a year, but it's a giant pain in the ass, I could see you going, I'm good. This is easy. It's literally a text message. Text the word money to 232323. they're going to reply back and say, hey, what's your address? You put that in, boom, 15 seconds, you've got a firm insurance quote just like that. And the company, the savings, they're legit. The online rating is nearly perfect. The average customer is saving over $870 on home insurance. And you don't have to wait for a renewal because they're going to take care of all the hassle in the back end. They're making it easy on you, man. All you got to do is sit back and save money. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote. Start saving today.